You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Action Station Aotearoa Kickback and over 40 opposition leaders, community leaders and organisations launched an open letter on Monday regarding the government's potential policy to ban rough sleeping in Auckland CBD. The proposed ban, despite the proposal being in its early stages of discussions, has been heavily condemned across the sector and has raised the question of where those rough sleeping people would go. News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to Aaron Hendry, the General Manager and co-founder of Kickback, a youth development organisation responding to homelessness, about this open letter.
As a bit of a recap, what is the government's potential ban on rough sleeping and how did it come about?
Yeah, look, the government has made it known that they are looking at introducing move-on orders, which would essentially, you know, criminalise and ban whānau from sleeping rough in the city centre. It's really concerning in that what it'll do is drive people out of the city centre into the suburbs, into places where they can't access that support or where they're more vulnerable and at risk of exploitation and abuse. And also, people will end up experiencing homelessness much longer than they needed to, because they just won't be able to access the support they need. There's a real reason why people come into the city centre. There's a level of safety and community that exists in the city centre, and there's also access to support. And so, you know, there's a real opportunity to connect with people swiftly and give them access to that support if that is resourced well. But yeah, the government has decided that they would like to, as they say, clean up the street, which is essentially meaning punishing people who do not have access to safe and stable housing and pushing them further and further away from the support that they need. First, we need to acknowledge why people are sleeping outside in Auckland city centre at the moment. The reality is we have a crisis of homelessness that's escalating across the country. Look, it's been going on for a long time, but over these last couple of years, the government has made some really clear political decisions that have escalated that crisis and directly impacted people and meant that they have had nowhere else to go but our streets. For example, the government's decisions to make it harder to access emergency housing has literally meant that people have walked into work and income, have been denied access to shelter, have walked out again and slept on the streets on Queen Street, right? So that is a very clear decision the government's made that has impacted this situation we're dealing with at the moment. So the real solution here, fundamentally, it's housing. It's ensuring that people have safe, stable housing and they have access to it. And it's also that we provide people with immediate access to shelter so that when people walk into work and income, they're not denied that support and they don't have to sleep outside. In terms of what resources are out there, look, the community is doing everything they can. I see a lot of mahi that is happening across our city to really support our whānau and our people, but there is a real lack of resource to really deal with the size and scope of the issue. And pushing people out into the suburbs often means that people go into forgotten alleys, they go into spaces where they're not seen, where they're not getting the support they need. In the city centre, there's a real opportunity to connect with people really, really quickly and get them access to the support that they require. You know, a little example from Kickback, what we're seeing, at least about 50% of all the young people that come to us that we end up getting supporting come to the Auckland Central before they connect with us. They've come to Auckland Central because that is a space where they recognise they're going to get some form of support or safety in community that is there. And so the opportunity for us is we are able to connect really swiftly, sometimes within an hour of receiving a referral, we're able to get a young person off the street into some form of shelter and then provide wraparound support to that young person. And that is the opportunity the government could be looking at. How do we provide, you know, swift access to support and swift access to shelter? And there's a lot of these solutions out there.
That leads on to a little bit of my next question, but how have those at Kickback, which is an organisation catering to vulnerable young people, how have those residing or being supported by Kickback reacted to this proposed policy?
People are frustrated, angry. You know, I've had a young person speak to me recently and say, look, they feel like the Prime Minister is bullying them. You know, that a lot of the policies directed at young people and people who are unhoused feel like bullying to them from our Prime Minister, from our ministers. That's really heartbreaking that our young people are absorbing that message from these sorts of policies. Our rangatahi know that it's not their fault that they are sleeping outside. It's the fault of, you know, political decisions and political leaders who are not valuing the lives of our people over, you know, the financial interests of those who have wealth in this country. And, you know, that's really disappointing. It's also disappointing because it is extremely preventable, homelessness, youth homelessness. We have solutions. We can be addressing this crisis, but punishing people who are unhoused is not the way forward.
This open letter has been signed by a variety of Auckland-based MPs, local board members, councillors, union and community organisations. Who are some of these figures and groups?
Yeah, look, it's a real strong united front from Aucklanders and community leaders, you know, people like the Mental Health Foundation, unions, you know, Auckland MPs, local boards, legal representatives, you know, there is a real wide range of support here. And basically the message is that, you know, Aucklanders, those who serve our communities, are concerned about this ban and want to bin it. We need to ensure that we are actually supporting people, not punishing them for being in a situation that they have no control over.
You've touched on this throughout the interview, but what does the open letter specifically call for?
The open letter is specifically calling for, one, to bin the ban, to make sure that we scrap that piece of legislation and that we put forward real solutions. So, look, there's really things that the government could be doing right now. One is implement duty to assist legislation. So a law that would mean that the state's obligation is clarified. So if someone walks into work and income, they should not be denied support and be left to turned out onto the street. They should be provided with instant access to that support. Duty to assist legislation would ensure that the state provides the support that they are required to people, to our whānau, when they need it. Look, we could be resourcing immediate housing services. There's services like this already operating in the city. Kahu Te Kaha do an amazing service out south that provides youth access to immediate accommodation. The Kickback's working with Massey Community Trust on the Safety Net Project Network, which also provides immediate access to accommodation for those who need it. So look, the government could be scaling these sorts of models and supporting them across the city and across the country. The government also could be investing in outreach crisis support services for whānau so that we can connect with people swiftly and get them the support that they need and the advocacy they need to get into housing. But fundamentally, homelessness is a housing problem. The government needs to commit to providing public housing and scaling up public housing so that we can access housing when we need it.
And how can people support this kaupapa?
What you can be doing right now is emailing the Prime Minister, emailing the ministers involved, and be really clear. We need action on this. We need to ensure that we are responding to the homelessness crisis and supporting whānau, not punishing people. Aucklanders need to let our government know that this is not supported by the community and it needs to be binned.
That was Kickback's Aaron Hendry on an open letter expressing concerns over the government's potential homelessness ban in Auckland's CBD.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.